I thought for a moment that I thought for about a day or so that I wouldn't be able to make any kind of content while on the road because, like yesterday, busy on the horse, on a horse. My thigh muscles tell me that, gripping that frickin' faithful steed's body and squeezing it and kicking it, trying to get it to go up a hill. So it's just hard to hold a phone. I got some footage anyway with my phone. Because halfway through the journey on the way back down a mountain, I asked the trek guide, could I dismount and take video or take a few pictures? And I did a very inglorious dismount. It's hard doing a dismount on a rocky path with lots of mud. So I ended up as part of a mud spot. But the point is, I got the phone out of the pocket and got some video, which is kind of fun. And I forgot before I went on this trip that I should really clear my SD card. If I have less than 3 gigs on that SD card, 64 meg SD card had it for the life of the phone, so the phone's a little bit more than 2 years old. So I gotta clean that stuff off. Yeah. Right, and then the connectivity where we are is kind of shitty. It's a caravan park. The Ocean Island Caravan and Camping Park. Yeah, lots of demand on the broadband, mobile broadband, so it's hard getting in or out. I listen to different segments here and there, different people fill the time, you know. But easily one out of every three attempts I made to post and stuff didn't go up. However, I'm number 498 in the Anchor charts for you guys. So thank you very much. Loyal listeners. There are seven of you, loyal listeners. Now I know. If I look at all the segments that went up over the past day to get me to that, to get me to number 498, on 499 is Colin Flynn, Tales from the Truck. Gotta go over and listen to Colin. He talks eloquently about many things, especially with out of order things. And his truck. Nice truck, Colin. I like it. What's it worth now? $680? That's really cool. We might do the same thing. We got a 7-year-old car. We'll probably hold on to it for 450,000 miles because you can't have a car payment in Ireland and qualify for a house. So people tell us. So she just ratcheted up 108,000. Needs some inner tie rod fix. It's powered by a front wheel drive. Lots of heavy engine on top of the tires. I go through tires every 8 months. On the front. Matt, let me cough now, okay? There you go. I need a coffee. 3 minutes of click by. What did I want to tell you? Yeah, loyal listeners, here's a story. So, I counted every listener yesterday of my few segments. So, I got 51 listeners, and about seven of them are anonymous. When I'm showing up on Android, that means they listen on the web. Nice ones. But then I want to know from statistics is a approximately 10 people listen to my old episodes every day. I know I get no more than 6 applauses. Thank you for applauding right now. Thank you. So the algorithm Anchor runs is a number of listens, and you get some listens from those episodes. Yes, you do, boys and girls. So about 10%, no more than 20%. My daily listens are from my old episodes. Gotta make an episode about camping. That's what you do. Right. And applauses. So listens, applauses, and there's something else. There's three things Anchor measures. So what we know is you can make handful, in my case, 6 episodes, get a handful of listens, in my case, an average of 7 per, and then get those powerful listens from the old episodes. A few applauses here and there. Don't applaud here. Don't applaud here. And Bob's your uncle. You're in the top 500, which suggests, as we all know, there are fewer than 500 people actually making content regularly here in Anchor. Don't you feel glad you discovered me making content on Anchor? I'm so glad you're listening. Especially you, Andrew Brown. Jesus, man. A minute after I put something up, you're onto it. How's that possible? You must have an open tab or something. Thanks for listening, folks. Bye for now.
Today. Today's call-in brought to you by Real Guitar, which leads me to my point about addiction. Bernie, I completely agree with you. Anchor is totally addictive. I can spend between 2 and 12 hours a day on it. If I have a day off and I'm not working, I can stay on it all day, in between doing other things like housework and feeding myself and having a little bit of exercise. But yes, it is totally addictive. And my recourse for this with myself, because when I get addicted to something, I'm like, okay, check yourself, Georgie. How is this affecting your life? Number one, what is it giving me? What's the gift? It's got to be giving me something. And number two, is it actually interfering with the rest of my life? So that's when I put in little boundaries. And for me, Anchor is always about creativity, performance art, and the social interaction. It's a social thing and it's much better than Facebook, don't you think, Bernie?
Georgie, you know, I'm one of these guys who, I use Facebook as a news feed, I really do. So, like, I teach this one academic module about emerging trends in VR and 360 video, and drones are part of it. And then I produce content about parenting, and goldfish and guinea pigs are part of it. And I'm actually getting decent, almost hyper-local hooks into things I need. So really important short sheets of information, technical information. I have a blog reader, Eno Reader, as well. So I used to could probably get some of the same stuff from Eno Reader, but Facebook pushes it up to me as a mini alert. So I'm not using Facebook socially. Although, yeah, no, I am, but I'm not. So I've banned most of my cousins and direct relations to a corner of Facebook. They can't even see what they're doing, so I really look for them. Unless something big happens and all kinds of different people start talking to them, and it surfaces. So I use it as a news feed, real news, academic news I need, and it gives me that. It's my handhold to graduates who need a yet another recommendation as they pivot from one job to another. And it's definitely a lot less intrusive in my life. So I am not like many. I don't share the same view about Facebook that most people I listen to on Anchor have. So I've never used it as a selfie corner, or I've never used it as a look what I got today thing. It's I peruse it. I mean, I do put stuff up there that relates to the kids, because they've got aunts and uncles that give them gifts when they see happy faces. It is a zone of creativity. Anchor is a place you can create. I create less here than I learn here in the way of creativity and performance art. So it's nice. Thank you, Georgie, for adding to that, and Lulu Island for adding to that. I also get professional information from Anchor. So like on the back of Greg Dixon or Abby Unalglitch's commentary, and Brett Bell, and Ray Gerard, and Babuta. In the back of those guys, I've spent hundreds of euro buying stuff that I did need. And now I even got some better shit than they have. And it cost me less than hundreds of euro for some of the patch cords or connectors. I need to make a technical episode about that. So, my problem is this. Anchor's the biggest sucky data thing, and you know it, Georgie, you know it. I can blow through 500 megs a day without a problem. I don't have it to give. I only have a 6 gig account with my mobile, so I gotta stop this now, because I'm in a mobile connection. And it's the single greatest draw of my battery power. So I gotta have a charged up battery pack, a portable battery pack with me, if I'm going to do Anchor more than 3 hours a day. Like you, Georgie, I do use Anchor at least 3 hours a day. And I actually don't want to. But the cool thing is, as I mentioned more than a day ago, is that now that I know I've got that 3 hours, I actually have that 3 hours in my pocket. If I need 3 hours of productivity, it's there. I just keep Anchor turned off. And I suddenly got 3 hours of surge time to get shit done. And that's my life. I gotta get stuff done. Gotta go. Thanks for calling.